Good morning. I would just like to wish you a very happy birthday, if this is your birthday, of course. I suppose I have a 365-to-1 chance of getting it right, eh? Well, somebody out there is having a birthday, so I hope you have a lovely day. Birthdays are funny at different stages of our lives. There are periods when we like to tell the world our age and have great celebrations with lots of friends. Then there are times in our lives when we play it very low-key, we even hide it from others, and we're genuinely not fussed about making a deal of it. Old folk are funny when they say, "At my next birthday, I'll be 93. That's the same person who was almost ashamed to confess that they were 39. I knew a student who lamented to me that he was over the hill, past it, had missed the bus, was on the downhill slope to underachievement. I said, "How old are you?" He said, 21. On the other hand, I attended the graduation of a student in Aberdeen University. He was just 99 years of youth. He was wondering what course to start in his 100th year. There are landmark birthdays like at 30. 30 is when you're old enough to be wise enough, but still young enough to be foolish enough. Work that one out. 40 is when your broad mind and narrow waist change places. 50 is when your mind causing your body stress becomes also your body causing your mind stress. 60 might not be the beginning of the end, but it's fairly safe to say it's the end of the beginning. Here's a radical thought for today. Celebrate your birthday more than once a year. Why not celebrate the fact that you are alive every morning by thanking God for the gift of a life and yet another day? Why not celebrate not only the day of your birth, but also other times when your life really blossomed? We already celebrate wedding anniversaries and graduations, for example. So how about celebrating the times when you met your partner, when you got engaged, when you got your pet, your children, your grandchildren? Celebrate the time when your mind really opened up to wonder and mysteries in life. Celebrate the time when your heart opened up to a whole new world of feelings with new levels of compassion and empathy for others. Celebrate the opening up of your imagination and the outburst of creativity that changed your life. Above all, celebrate the discovery that there is a God after all, that his name is Jesus, and the eye-opening, penny-dropping, life-changing realization that he loves me, always has loved me, always will love me, whatever my age and stage, and will love me throughout time and eternity. Celebrate your born-again birthdays, and celebrate your birth to eternal life today.